Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Jack Warner. Batting second. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting third. The center fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Fothergill. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Jackie Tavener. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Woodall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ken Holloway. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Ken Holloway. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The left fielder, Zach Wheat. Batting third. The right fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The catcher, Mickey Cochran. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jimmy Dykes. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Jim Poole. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Joe Boley. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rube Wahlberg. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Rube Wahlberg. And now, play ball. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer strikes out. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop takes first base on ball four. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bishop moves to third. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bishop scores. Wheat moves to third. It's 1-0, Athletics. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cobb. The throw from Woodall and he is safe. Cobb steals second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons strikes out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Wheat tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fothergill. Dykes reaches second base with a double. Cobb scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holloway fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill takes first base on ball four. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Bishop catches it and throws to first to double up Fothergill. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holloway fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg takes first base on ball 4. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Bishop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wahlberg moves to second. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wheat hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener takes first base on ball 4. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tavener moves to second. Ken Holloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloway hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Tavener moves to third. Woodall moves to second. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0 for 1 in the game. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Tavener scores. Woodall moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-1, Athletics. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0 for 1 in the game. Simmons hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Manish, who is chasing the ball. Simmons reaches third base with a triple. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 0 for 0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cochran hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Athletics. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 0 for 1 in the game. Poole hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavener scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 1 in the game. Boley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Heinie Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0 for 1 in the game. Manish hits a pop-up towards third. Dykes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Fothergill hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Wahlberg hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Woodall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holloway fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wheat hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tavener hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Woodall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Holloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Holloway hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woodall moves to second. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Warner hits a fly ball into right field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cobb strikes out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Simmons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Cochran hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 5, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0-for-2 in the game. Gehringer hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wheat. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-2 in the game. Manish takes first base on ball 4. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Fothergill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cobb, who is chasing the ball. Fothergill reaches third base with a triple. Gehringer scores. Manish goes all the way around to score. It's 5-3, Athletics. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0 for 2 in the game. Heilman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fothergill scores. It's 5-4, Athletics. Joe Pate now pitching. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. Blue bunts towards the mound. Pate fields it and throws to first for the out. Heilman moves to second. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heilman. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Heilman steals third. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Woodall takes first base on ball 4. Ken Holloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Woodall. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Woodall steals second. Ken Holloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Cochran for a passed ball. Heilman scores. Woodall moves to third. That run is unearned. It's Tigers, 5, Athletics, 5. Ken Holloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloway is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Holloway hits a line drive towards first. Poole reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a fly ball into center field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 0 for 2 in the game. Poole hits a line drive towards first. Blue reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Boley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boley is 0 for 2 in the game. Boley hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Warner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards first. Poole settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bob Fothergill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fothergill is 1 for 2 in the game. With a triple and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Fothergill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Walt French pinch hits for Joe Pate. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wheat hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cobb hits a line drive towards first. Blue reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 5, and the Athletics 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Lefty Grove now pitching. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Bishop. Heilman moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue bunts towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to first for the out. Heilman moves to third. One out. Jackie Tavener is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavener is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Tavener hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dykes fields it and throws to home. Cochran drops the ball. Heilman scores. That run is unearned. It's 6-5, Tigers. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tavener. The throw from Cochran and he is safe. Tavener steals second. Larry Woodall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodall is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Woodall strikes out. There goes Tavener. The throw from Cochran and Tavener is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Warner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got three RBIs. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jimmy Dykes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Dykes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 0-for-3 in the game. Poole hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue juggles the ball. That's an error on Blue. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 5. The Tigers will come to bat. Ken Holloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Holloway is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Holloway strikes out. One out. Jack Warner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warner is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Warner hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Wheat settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Collins pinch hits for Joe Boley. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman, who is chasing the ball. Collins reaches third base with a triple. Sammy Hale pinch hits for lefty Grove. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Fothergill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Collins tags and scores. One out. It's Tigers, 6, Athletics, 6. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. Bishop hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fothergill. Bishop reaches second base with a double. Zach Wheat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wheat is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wheat hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bishop moves to third. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cobb is walked intentionally. Wheat moves to second. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Holloway fields it and throws to home to get Bishop. Wheat moves to third. Cobb moves to second. 2 outs. Mickey Cochran is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cochran is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 3 RBIs. Cochran hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Wheat scores. Cobb moves to third. Simmons moves to second. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 7, and Detroit Tigers, 6. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.